Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is temporary housing. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Temporary Housing, written and read by Lynette Kittle. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Hebrews 13:14. When my dad was slipping away from this life to his new life with Jesus, it hit me how he wasn't taking anything with him. Not one thing. Everything on earth was being left behind, including the clothes on his back and ring on his finger. Yet it seems at times that so many of us are making permanent, long-term plans to live here, like the people buying their forever home on shows like HGTV Network's House Hunters series. Surely buyers know this life on Earth isn't forever. As well, our family tends to watch a lot of archaeological-type shows where experts are digging up and visiting ancient ruins, once thriving cities and places now left in rubble. As I watch the uncovering of artifacts, my thoughts turn to how the residents who lived there hundreds of years ago, maybe thousands of years ago, most likely thought what they had built, created, and stored up would stand forever. Yet here it is now in shambles, broken down and shattered over time, with layers of earth covering what once stood, now is gone. Jesus made a point of letting us know our lives on earth are temporary. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. John 14:2-3. Even so, it seems like it's too easy for us to become too comfortable with life on earth, making ourselves so much at home that we start to lose sight of God's plan for us to live with him. Some of us have become overly attached to our possessions on earth, building up our own dynasties for ourselves and to pass on to future generations, losing sight of what is truly lasting. It's difficult for many of us to imagine how heaven could offer us more than what we have on earth. We've grown so accustomed and attached to earthly pleasures, worldly comforts, and more. But like history reveals in the archaeological digs, this kind of storehouse will not last the test of time. Jesus tried to prepare us and made it clear concerning the eternal value of our earthly possessions. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:19-21. It's challenging for some of us at times to see how much more we would have to look forward to ahead of us, more than what we could ever dream of possessing here. As well, some of us struggle with believing there's a better life to look forward beyond our time on earth. Yet God gives us a glimpse, described in Revelation 21:1-3, of what's being prepared for us. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." Are we preparing for our future life with God? If not, it's not as difficult as some may think. To begin, 1 Timothy 6:18 explains how we can start by doing good and being rich in good deeds, giving generously and being willing to share. Scripture describes how, in this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. 1 Timothy 6:19. Intersecting faith and life. Start building your future foundation by asking God to show you how you can be generous and share with others. Purposely, listen to discover others' needs, looking for opportunities to help out. For further reading, Luke 6:43 through 49.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that.
Right.
Right? Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.